Fingers crossed. Good afternoon and good morning, everybody. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right, Angelica and I will be with you in a moment. If you're watching live on my Facebook profile, in the Ask Angelica group, on the Angelica's Tuition, German Tuition and Translation page, or on LinkedIn, or on Twitch, or on Twitter, welcome. You're in for a great lesson. Let's take that card off screen. Okay, and just a minute, I need to reorganize things. This is not quite right, is it? If I go there, okay, just a second. That's not working either. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go like this. There we are. Okay, so this is Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 24, Practical German for London Marathon. Angelica, would you like to explain why we're talking about the marathon today?
Well, first of all, the practical German, we've moved on a bit from season one or two where we were looking at just words, and we're now looking at complete sentences all based on a particular topic. And I thought, I know London Marathon is not very German, is it? But it's happening next month, and you may be taking part, you may be watching it, you may be actually there watching it or helping as a volunteer, or you just want to talk about it. But how would you say it to your German friends? And that's what these sentences do.
Okay, so I've done it again. We'll get right in a minute. Right, so Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 24, London Marathon. And let's get started. I mean, basically, Angelica's put together 12 phrases in German with the translations. I'm going to read them. You can read them with me. We can't hear you. Keep saying that. It's still true. And Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then we'll translate the sentence together. So thank you for watching. And say an official welcome to the show and Ask Angelica, Practical German for London Marathon, Season 5, Episode 24. So let's start with phrase one. Now, I've got to say, I don't actually read these beforehand, so forgive me for my pronunciation. Right, first, the first word is, we've got to get my head around, is marathon. Marathon?
Marathon, yeah.
Okay, ein Marathon ist ein Langstreckenlauf mit einer offiziellen Distanz von 42,195 Kilometern, which is, oh, this is wonderful, 26,219 Meilen.
The only one is the offiziellen. That sounded a little bit too English earlier on. But yes, ein Marathon ist ein Langstreckenlauf mit einer offiziellen Distanz von 42,195 Kilometern. Und das sind 26,219 Meilen. Mm.
So you said two. I said 219, you said 219.
I have to be quite honest, I'm not too sure. It just seemed easier.
Okay, that's fair. So let's have a go translation it. A marathon is a long. Mm-hmm. Long is long.
Yeah.
Strecken.
Strecke is a distance.
Is a long distance.
Race.
Race, okay, with an official distance of 42.195 kilometers or 26.219 miles. Mm. It's a long way, isn't it?
It is. You've walked miles. It, you should remember it.
Oh, when we used to the Sarsen Trail, yes. Mm. Okay, so the official translation is a marathon is a long distance race with an official distance of 42.195 kilometers. Or 26.219 miles. Press 2. Der London Marathon ist ein jährliches, I've got some comment coming in, Marathon Rennen, als in London, Großbritannien, stattfindet.
Yeah.
And let's see who's here today. So I'm just going to close that, and we say hello to Mr. Can you say it in Australia? No, we're doing German today. Australia was last week, John.
And we were only there for less than 2 weeks, not enough to pick up the lingo.
No, we did a park run there. Yeah, I mean, both James and Karen still speak Lancashire, has to be said, and they've been there for 12 years now. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the phrase is... okay.
Yeah, the London. You already read. Oh, you want to read it again? Go on.
I want to translate it.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, I'll just read it again then. So, the London Marathon ist ein jährliches Marathonrennen, das in London, Großbritannien, stattfindet.
The London Marathon is a yearly marathon run that takes place in London. GB.
Great Britain. Yeah.
Britain, GB. Well, basically, whenever we're watching athletics, it says this athlete is from GB. London Marathon is an annual marathon race that takes place in London, Great Britain. Yeah.
But this is the talking about the place, so you wouldn't have, well, you would have GB on an envelope if you're writing a letter, but otherwise it is still Great Britain, because that's where it is. Or we could have said England.
We could have said England, indeed. Yeah. I was just about to make that point. Phrase 3, der Marathon bietet eine malerische Tour durch die britische Hauptstadt.
Oh, yeah, I love that word. We haven't had that at all in Ask Angelica. Der Marathon bietet eine malerische Tour durch die britische Hauptstadt.
Okay, the marathon route goes through... the capital city, malerische.
Malen is to paint. Maler is a painter. And malerisch means picturesque.
And so it is. So it is. Cutty Sark, South Bank.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, so the translation is, the marathon offers a picturesque tour of the British capital. Whilst running, that... Listen to Alice. You're actually running, aren't you? Yeah.
Yes, I'm not sure how much the runners. I think the runners do recognise quite a few of the landmarks and that. And not everybody runs. People walk as well. And of course the spectators, they will see all those picturesque bits depending on where they are.
True. If you happen to be zigzagging around the course, keeping track of somebody, then you see a lot of things. Er startet in Greenwich. I'm going to assume that's the same because it's a
place. It's a place.
Mm-hmm. Und fort durch verschiedene Teile von London.
Yeah, it's a sentence I've separated into two parts, but that was correct. Er startet in Greenwich und führt durch verschiedene Teile von London.
The race starts in Greenwich and runs through many places in London.
Yeah, various, rather than many, various parts of London,
Okay. Official translation, it starts in Greenwich and runs through various parts of London. Press 5. Oh, that was the two.
That's the second part of the sentence now, yeah.
Darunter berühmte Sehenswürdigkeiten wie die Tower Bridge und der Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm going to say those are real places with real names.
Yeah, darunter berühmte Sehenswürdigkeiten wie die Tower Bridge und der Buckingham Palace.
It basically the route goes through past Tower Bridge and Buckingham Palace, but. That's a long word.
Sehenswürdigkeiten. Landmarks.
Sorry?
Landmarks. Sehenswürdigkeiten. Literally, places worth looking at or worth seeing.
Good. Phrase five, including famous landmarks. Sorry, translation of phrase five, including famous landmarks such as Tower Bridge and Buckingham Palace. Phrase six. Der London Marathon findet jedes Jahr im Frühling statt.
Yeah, the London Marathon findet jedes Jahr im Frühling statt.
The London Marathon takes place in spring every year.
Yeah. I shortened that a bit. I could have added that it's usually in April.
Yeah.
That's where it's certainly been the last few years. But it's definitely spring and not summer or winter or autumn.
Okay. And the next phrase, phrase seven. Tausende Laufer aus der ganzen Welt nehmen am London Marathon teil.
Mm-hmm. Tausende Läufer aus der ganzen Welt nehmen am London Marathon teil.
Millions of people try to enter, but only 40,000 are in place. That's true, isn't it?
I just thought you were translated tausende as millions.
Oh, no.
You're absolutely right. I don't know the amount of people who do apply now, but it's a huge amount.
Yeah. Millions. And just over 40,000 people actually take part on the day. So to get a place is quite something. Right. Translation is thousands of runners from all over the world take part in the London Marathon. Brings on neatly to phrase eight. Viele Teilnehmer nutzen den London Marathon spenden für wohltätige Schwecke zusammen.
Zwecke. Viele Teilnehmer nutzen den London Marathon, Spenden für wohltätige Zwecke zu sammeln.
Teilnehmer, placeholders?
Participants. Those okay. Who take place, literally take place people.
Some of those who take part in the London Marathon spend, I don't know what Zwecke is.
Wohltätige Zwecke, those are charities. And they're not spenden are sponsorships or donations.
So what we're saying is that many of the people who take part in the marathon actually are sponsored.
Yeah, they use the marathon to collect sponsorships for charities.
Yeah. It's an amazing amount of money raised on the day itself. So many participants use London Marathon to raise money for charity. Okay, phrase nine. Ich freue mich riesig darauf, im April am London Marathon teilzunehmen. You can read this one.
Yeah, because this is actually my sentence. Ich freue mich riesig darauf, im April am London Marathon teilzunehmen.
Angelica, do you have a place in this year's London Marathon?
I do.
And when does it take place?
21st of April.
And where will you be at the end of the race?
Hopefully at the finishing line, getting my medal and still being alive.
Indeed. I'll drink to those too. In fact, I'm incredibly, Angelica is incredibly excited to participate in London Marathon in April, on April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read the German? It makes more sense if you read the German, I'll just read the English. Yeah?
Okay. You just don't want to use the numbers again, don't you? Ich trainiere hart, die 42,195 Kilometer des London Marathons zu bewältigen.
Angelica, translates to, let's scroll down a bit further. I'm training to tackle the 42.195 kilometers of the London Marathon. And that's Angelica is doing that at this moment.
Yeah. I think the other bit is I'm training hard because I am. Okay, so this is also my sentence, very personal sentence here. Ich sammle auch Spenden für den Shaw Trust.
I'm attracting sponsorship for the Shaw Trust.
Or I'm also raising funds.
Raising funds for the Shaw Trust. Yeah. And got a photo coming up. Just a minute. Let's get through the sentences first. And now call to action.
Oh, yes, call to action. My appeal. Kann ich auf eure Unterstützung zählen?
And do you want to read that out? Can you see it?
You want to do the sentence in English first, because it's still in German at the moment.
I'll go under your direction, yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah, so it's, can I count on your support? And the picture says, I'm running the London Marathon in aid of the Shaw Trust. I've just got my T-shirt, and you can see it's got my name on it as well. There is the QR code and a link to my sponsor form.
Brilliant. And
it would be lovely if people would support me.
Well, it's a good cause, and you have worked exceedingly hard for the last 7 months, and you're almost there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're fortunate, aren't we, in terms of where we live, because you can actually run along the Cairns Avon Canal for 12 miles.
Yeah, so I've extended it to 13 miles, so I've done half a marathon all along the Cairns Avon Canal, which is absolutely beautiful, apart from the last bit when I get to Melksham, where my son lives, who then very kindly takes me back home, because even if I wanted to do 26 miles, the Cairns and Avon Canal goes slightly downhill from Devizes to Melksham, which means it goes uphill from Melksham to Devizes. And there is one hill which I'm already trying to tackle, and it is hard work.
There are some big hills there, because of the lot. 29 locks, longest set of locks in the UK. So how many miles are you doing a week?
I got a bit slowed while we were on holidays because it was so hot in Australia. But for the last, I don't know how many weeks, I run or walk at least 26 miles a week, but spread out. So I have one long run of about 10 or up to 13 miles now. And I do park run, of course, and then the rest of the week is going to be either some walks or some more runs.
Yep, it's Melksham. Yeah. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we did a park run in Australia.
Yeah.
And that was hot. That was 28 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be 5 degrees. Where are you running tomorrow, Angelica?
Well, not in Australia, sadly. So tomorrow it's in Melksham, which will be more the temperatures we're used to.
That's true. We're going to build up gradually to April 21st. So the marathon is on April 21st. Yeah. What we're going to do now is we're going to review the sentences. Angelica will read them in perfect German, and then I will read them in English. So let's go back to the beginning, and you're watching Ask Angelica, Practical German for London Marathon, Season 5, Episode 24. And if I could just work this round a bit. I want to try and get this. It's not going to work, is it? Just a minute. I don't know. I'm just trying something. I'm going to close the tab. Yeah, because it would be nice if we could just move that there. I'm going to put that there. Okay, so we're going to reread the sentences whilst you're looking at the graphic. If you want to scan the QR code, please do whilst we're going through the sentences. Angelica and I are still here, but the most important part is to scan the QR code, please.
Okay. Ein Marathon ist ein Langstreckenlauf mit einer offiziellen Distanz von 42,195 Kilometern oder 26,219 Meilen.
Marathon is a long distance race with an official distance of 42,195 kilometers or 26,219 miles.
Der London Marathon ist ein jährliches Marathonrennen, das in London, Großbritannien, stattfindet.
London Marathon is an annual marathon race that takes place in London, Great Britain.
Der Marathon bietet eine malerische Tour durch die britische Hauptstadt.
The marathon offers a picturesque tour of the British capital.
Er startet in Greenwich und führt durch verschiedene Teile von London.
Indeed, it does start in Greenwich and runs through various parts of London.
Darunter berühmte Sehenswürdigkeiten wie die Tower Bridge und der Buckingham Palace.
Including famous landmarks such as Tower Bridge and Buckingham Palace.
Der London Marathon findet jedes Jahr im Frühling statt.
London Marathon takes place every spring.
Tausende Läufer aus der ganzen Welt nehmen am London Marathon teil.
Thousands of runners from all over the world take part in the London Marathon.
Viele Teilnehmer nutzen den London Marathon, um Spenden für wohltätige Zwecke zu sammeln.
Many participants use London Marathon to raise money for charity. And this next bit is true.
Ich freue mich riesig drauf, im April am London Marathon teilzunehmen.
Angelica says, I'm incredibly excited to participate in the London Marathon in April.
Yeah, what I didn't add is that I'm equally incredibly petrified of it. I'm incredibly excited. I really am, but I'm also absolutely petrified.
You've got the miles in your legs. You're ready. Well,
yeah, I know. I'll be fine. Ich trainiere hart, um die 42,195 Kilometer des London Marathons zu bewältigen.
Angelica says, I'm training hard to tackle the 42,195 kilometers of London Marathon. Remember, if you're watching us live now, thank you. Scan the QR code to actually contribute to
the Shore Trust. And that's the next sentence. Ich sammle auch Spenden für den Shore Trust.
Angelica is raising funds for the Shore Trust, and this is the bit that matters.
Kann ich auf eure Unterstützung zählen?
Can I count on your support?
It would be lovely, fantastic, if I could.
Brilliant. Well, that's been not a marathon show, but a longer show than normal.
it's a marathon.
On behalf of everybody who watches this show every week, every fortnight, I just want to say we wish you every success on the 21st of April. And if you're watching live at the moment, please do scan the QR code. And if you can donate a fiver, sorry, £5, $5, $10, then please do. Angelica, it's over to you.
That would be really appreciated. And if by any chance you're watching the London Marathon on the 21st, who knows, you may even spot me, although I doubt that very hard because there's so many people there. But thank you for watching. Thank you in advance if you are donating something, which would be really good. And apart from that, we'll see you again in 2 weeks' time. Until then, it's tschüss from here.
Und tschüss von mir. Bis später. Bye, everybody.